something.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Yeah. Alice, 97.3.
All morning.
One more time.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., we're going to play around a Bridge the Gap. Our battle of the generation. Scott Budman is back to defend his crown for Gen X against Sam Lubman, who is going to come. He actually did win his round. He was one of the first people to play the game with us months ago.
Might have been what happened.
And then we weren't doing the three wins thing.
Okay.
So I don't know when we adopt. I think we're starting to run out of people like almost immediately.
Like, well, yeah.
So we are going to get Sam back in.
Well, actually, the reason Sam's coming back is because he won, but it was before we started the if you win, you come back rule. So it has nothing to do with me not being able to find anyone else to play. How dare you say that?
I wasn't even implying that.
That's what I heard. That's literally what you said.
I literally said what you just said.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, guys, Sam's coming back, by the way, because when he came the first time, he won, but we didn't. It was before we had the three thing.
Oh, that's,
so that's why Sam is coming back.
That's why.
Yeah.
My bad. I was on my phone. Mason was texting me.
Oh, what's going on with Mason?
She's sending me some reels, you know?
Oh.
That's fun. You guys get along pretty good?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's a question about Sam.
Okay.
Now,
is Sam Lubman. He's the morning roast producer, the morning show down there at our little brother station.
95.7.
The game.
Will he now have to win three in a row, or will we let him retire if he wins two more?
I say he's got to go three in a row.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we've changed the whole format. He was playing when we only did three questions.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Plus, that's what, you know, we are going through the people in this building. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Scott Budman is going to throw it because he's like, I don't want to come back in for another week.
He loves it.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's hard to, it's disruptive to your schedule to make time to come in the morning, you know?
He told me it was an honor to come in and play the game with us.
All right, Don. I expect him to try.
Give him
hard.
A follow if you can, too, by the way. It sort of makes it, you know, he's on the socials at Scott Budman.
Yeah.
And you can find him on their website, NBC Bay Area, as well. He's their tech guy.
He's into tech. He's into space stuff. He's breaking news. He's a good follow. And I think he's going to hang out, right?
He'll
do a little tech segment for us afterwards. So that'll be fun. So that is tomorrow, Bridge the Gap, 8 a.m. Scott Budman back for his second round, as is Sam Lubman. 800-400-3697. That is our phone number. You can text us there, call us. You can email us anytime at our new email address, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. It's Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE, Odyssey. It's a made-up word that is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sarah and Vinny at odyssey.com. It's so simple. It's perfect.
Odyssey.
All right, we'll now take a slug of our San Francisco Bay coffee. Make sure we're all fueled up for the break ahead. Oh, and Lisa Smoot, the CEO of San Francisco Bay Coffee, is going to be back on Friday. She's going to sit in on Bad Advice again, be like a guest advisor. That'll be fun. There's a lot going on this week. Okay. Today on your television, the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special is on Disney Plus. Now, I missed the whole Hannah Montana train. My kids weren't into it. They would have been, oh boy, I hope no one can hear that. There's some construction going on in the building at all hours. Were your kids, did they ever?
The Hannah Montana thing existed entirely outside my world.
Mm.
Not like I've never seen a minute of any episode.
Oh, really?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I did go on to see, you know, Miley try to break that connection to the childhood television
shows. That's when
we
first really took notice of her. I'm like, why is the little girl from TV naked singing?
Oh, yeah. Can't be tamed. What a time.
And then I know that her dad was on the show with her, but I don't know. Again, never saw it.
Was he the dad on the show?
Yeah, he played her dad and her manager.
Oh.
And the whole setup is that she's Miley by day, and then at night she puts on a blonde wig and she's Hannah Montana. So she can live a normal life.
I see.
So I'll be watching.
You will be.
You grew up with it.
I did. I was in early middle school when it started, but by the time it ended, I was in high school. So I definitely phased out of it, but I've seen most of the episodes for sure.
She is.
I love Miley.
She's so funny. I was reading this story about her as today is the day. She says basically she's too tired to even think about it anymore. She's done, I guess she had bangs a couple weeks ago and somebody was before it was like officially announced. But she and so everyone was like, you know, why the bangs? And she's like, well, obviously the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary, which I guess she says she made it happen by promoting it before it was happening.
She's been hinting for years like, oh, yeah, I'll put the wig back on one day. Because for a long time, obviously, afterwards, she went the complete opposite direction.
Yeah, she kind of breaking that. Yeah.
Kind of crap talked Disney and everything. And then, you know, as she's aged, she has respect for Hannah again.
You know, that is a good use of power. We saw Freaky Friday come back because they started talking about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was Lindsay and
Jamie
Lee Curtis. Yep. They were talking about, we'd do that. If they want to do it, we'll do it. And then it happened. Like, what a way to just put it into
manifestation.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the 20th anniversary special. It's today on Disney Plus and Hulu. She will be singing some of the series' most popular songs. There's an interview with her conducted by Alex Cooper. That's the Call Me Daddy lady, who I think, didn't I read that Alex Cooper is getting like a reality show too?
I don't know about that. There's an Alex Earl might have a reality show.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're thinking of.
There's also going to be a surprise appearance, which isn't a surprise if I tell you who it is.
Her dad?
No, it's not her dad.
Her mom?
It's not her mom. It's the person with the most followers on Instagram.
Selena.
Who is a guest star on season 2 as Hannah's pop star rival, Michaela Skeech. She actually was teasing that, like, last year that a special was in the works, and she said that she wasn't telling the truth. She says, I learned this terrible habit. I actually think it was good advice from Dolly Parton. That's her godmother. She told me, if you want something to happen, promote it before it exists. Then no one can say no. So I just started promoting a Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special that literally did not exist. And now it's on TV tonight. I mean, if they're just performing songs and there's interviews and some special guest appearances, it just sounds like a celebration of it. That seems easy enough to put together. She's like, I'm so tired. Okay. That's fine. Megan Maroney.
The gymnast.
Nope.
Nope. We went through this this morning.
I go, is that Karen from Will and Grace? Nope, that's Megan Mullally. Megan Maroney is also apparently a gymnast. Megan Maroney
Michaela, I think.
Oh, Michaela Maroney?
I think so, is the gymnast.
Just another MM.
I was just guessing.
No. So Megan Maroney is a singer. And she's really cute.
She's hot.
She's really, really cute. Put up some pictures for Vinny. Oh, there you go.
What does she sing?
She's a country girl.
Okay.
So we don't know her.
All right.
I don't know her, but I have seen enough. I've seen Megan Maroney's picture and went, oh, that chick's smoking hot. She is a huge Hannah Montana fan. She says, this is Megan Maroney. She said that she didn't grow up wanting to be a princess. She grew up wanting to be Hannah Montana. She's such a fan that she's been playing Best of Both Worlds, which is, I guess that's a Hannah Montana song. Is that the theme song? I don't even know it. She plays that right before she goes on stage at her shows for years. She's been doing that. She calls it her ultimate hype track. So it's only fitting that for the show's 20th anniversary, Megan recorded a cover of that song. Apparently it's just for Spotify. Although they would just keep it there, I don't know. Do you have a little of this?
Yeah, it's the only place I could get it. Hold on a second.
Hang on a second, everybody.
I went to another screen. You get the best of both worlds.
That sounds great.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't ask you beforehand, but can I hear the original? Is that exactly what it sounds like?
Sounds exactly the same, yeah.
Okay. All right. Never mind then.
Okay.
In other Hannah Montana news, Starbucks released a special drink that you can order through their app. It's a strawberry acai with raspberry cold foam and raspberry syrup, and it's available until April 5th. The world fell apart when they announced this because Hannah Montana did not like raspberries.
Right. I was wondering how they came up with that.
So the fans started bombarding Starbucks like, hey, idiots, she's not into that. Starbucks said, Miley's made peace with raspberries 20 years later.
That's a great comeback. I love it. She grew up. Her palate has changed.
Now she likes raspberries. Okay, so I guess you don't know her as well as you thought you did. How about that?
I know that Starbucks started doing those fruity drinks, and we even had a few of those by name that were making the news with the
unicorn.
Yes.
Frappuccino.
So I shouldn't be surprised, but it turns out Starbucks has been courting the young kids for years now, and they go hang out there.
Yeah.
And it's cool because we hung at Lamppost Pizza or Varsity Ice Cream. Yeah. These were places where you went and met your friends.
Yes.
And played video games.
There was an arcade,
or got a
right.
slice or whatever. So it's good to know they have those places. When my kid said, we're going to Starbucks after school, I said, why? Dad, that's where everyone goes.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
And they are catering to the Insta crowd too with these very photographable, sexy little drinks. And that's a kid thing too. Like, oh, look how pretty that is. Let me taste that. That looks like it looks like an icy or, a whatever those things they do at 7-Eleven. They do ices?
Slurpee.
Slurpee. Yeah. I mean, don't worry. They're going to get you hooked on caffeine at some point. But for now, just go for the whipped cream.
I'm happy to see kids have a place to hang. That's good.
There's a Starbucks right across the street from the high school, and there's a Safeway.
Oh, God.
I know. So there's we have to know everybody's schedule, all the classes, like when they let out early. We always get the TAM high schedule so that we can make sure we're not there during their lunch break and... Because you can't get anywhere near the place.
Anyone that lives near a school.
You think a rock concert was happening.
Has to know this stuff. Because when school's out, you can't go grocery shopping.
No.
Or go over the Starbucks or whatever.
They'll warn you over the PA. The kids are coming in 15 minutes, everybody.
Run for your lives.
And everyone goes, oh, Jesus, quick, I gotta get in line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about Frankie Taylor Paul stuff.
Okay.
There is, it's too bad, actually, that we're never going to see this season of The Bachelorette, which I feel like might not be true. I feel like at some point they might find a way to show this or put it on a streamer or something where it's like, okay, well, we'll put it out there so you can see it. Because this thing went down on there that is being reported by TMZ. I don't have video of it. I don't know that that's out, but they're reporting at Tumza that Taylor Frankie Paul went on a one-on-one date with a contestant named Casey Hux, H-U-X, and he asked her about her 2023 domestic violence arrest. At that time...
On the show with cameras rolling.
Now, that's the video we were watching the other day with the hucking of the stools, which were taken into evidence and all. It just, like, she's... looks dead in the eyes as she's coming at this guy.
That's what I'm trying to explain. Like, there's a weird thing that's going on with her.
Like an anger detachment.
Like the business of making chaos. Like, she did not seem, she wasn't screaming or like waving
she
her
was
arms
just
around.
Coming
just
after him.
Throwing stuff and trying to choke him. And it was very strange. Mm. But I avoid that kind of drama in my life, so I'm not a rat. Maybe everyone else is like, it's a Friday night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is what we do before sex.
I don't know.
Right. We get into a throwdown. At that point, that video wasn't out.
Okay.
So
Taylor Hux asked Taylor Frankie.
Casey Hux asked Taylor Frankie Paul. So here's the thing. She's on a show.
Right.
So he gets the news that he made it to The Bachelorette, and all he's got to do is Googie. That's it. I knew there was something. All he's got to do is Googie it. And that would pop up that she was arrested for that. And that, I don't know if there were restraining orders, whatever, but he gets on the show with her. They're on a one-on-one date. He's like, well, I'm going to ask. Is this person a danger?
Well, I can edit it out if they need to, but they could. Think it's cool.
Yeah. Well, I
what,
you know,
did she throw something at him?
She lost her mind.
Oh.
Oh, that he asked about it?
Yes.
Oh, so, my goodness. I was joking. Did she start throwing crap?
No.
Oh.
But she did not take the question well. So he asks her and she's stunned by it, apparently. And a source says she went into a full-fledged meltdown and stormed off the set. I'm wondering if he was the next person to be at. Like, I have so many questions. And like, do they show, would they have aired that? Or would they have just cut it out?
I guess we'll never know.
Maybe we will know.
One of the things as I was reading about the fallout from this, as the story I was looking at said, the Bachelor franchise in general has been on decline. They hoped doing the silver edition.
Golden Bachelor.
Whatever it was going to bring the, and it actually got worse. Mm. So that didn't help save anything. All of this newfound pub they're getting, all this run they're getting, the person was saying, they just remodeled the house.
They did a whole special on remodeling.
Exactly.
It was like a competition show.
It was on
show.
HGTV or something like that. So they just remodeled this famous bachelor
mansion,
mansion where they filmed the show. So there may be more interest now than there has been in 10 years or longer.
And she gets this thing canceled.
Well, but that's what he's saying. What this person was saying was, the cancellation may help it.
Mm.
When they bring it back with the new house and an addition they can actually show people, it may be better.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then it is over.
Truthfully, I feel like in that, I don't want
people. Dating's not a show? Yeah, me either.
No,
I don't
think it's
understand
definitely,
the dating.
Definitely
a show.
Are you kidding me? It's the only show on TV.
Okay.
So I feel like they need to get people like this. Like, they would always pick from the last cast. So if you didn't care about the show last season, you'd have no reason to watch the season afterward. I think this was actually a good move on their part to say, we're going to take this person from this other show that's very popular. And clearly they couldn't predict. I mean, she had been arrested in 2023. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
I don't think you watched it, so you may not be able to answer. And if you have to text, or maybe Bob knows, but is there anyone on that show that rivals Taylor for fame and for screen time? Is there anyone close to her?
You mean who's been on the show before?
That's
I don't think there's anyone who.
Not on The Bachelorette. What I'm saying is from The Secret Wives. Is there anyone in that original cast that she's part of that rivals her for fame and for screen time?
Well, hold that thought because there's a story.
That's what I'm getting at. Go ahead.
So anyway, I don't know if we'll ever get to see that. I think it is a good call to take somebody from another show or somebody popular or some huge Instagram star or whatever, you know, somebody that's going to bring some audience with them. I'm surprised, actually, knowing now that she'd been arrested in 2023, that they went with Taylor Frankie Paul, because you'd think they'd be like, well, she has domestic charges against her. So I would think that they will continue that trend. I think that's a good idea. But they picked wrong. The other story is there is another girl on the show. Her name is Jessie Draper.
I love Jessie.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
She's okay. Part of the Mormon Wives too.
Yes. Yeah. She okay. was.
Go see a picture.
She was super successful and rich, not famous, before the show started because she owns a hair extension company and a salon like empire in Utah, which extensions are huge in Utah, particularly.
She's very pretty.
She is pretty. She, you know,
they're all gorgeous.
There's this whole influencer hair, influencer makeup. That's all that stuff. She looks like that. Blue eyed, brown hair. That guy in the picture that I just showed you, that's her estranged husband.
Oh, they have problems too, huh?
He just filed for a restraining order.
I don't know what that's about.
He filed against her.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. It's some Jordan BS.
She says she's trying to fight it.
Dakota? Is that the name of the boyfriend that filed? He's become quite the fame whore, hasn't he?
Yes.
Like, he's turned himself into a name by fighting with his partner, and maybe that's the same deal. Like, hey, this is how you do it.
Yeah, this guy's about to lose everything in the divorce because they have a prenup, and
she
makes all the money, and now even more so since Secret Lies. And in this past season that just came out, her husband, Jordan, Jesse's husband, has been trying to make dad talk happen. Remember I was telling you about that? That's this guy.
Okay.
Oh. Blech. Yeah. Well, honestly, it says he filed for a temporary restraining order. It looks like she's trying to fight it. No details about the nature of the claims in the documents are available, according to TMZ, and they would know. They've been married 5 years. They have two kids. They've separated before, but this time seems like the end. So there you go.
She's been trying to leave him for years. He was apparently verbally abusive. He would always talk down to her. And then she ended up having they're calling it an affair, but it's barely an affair. Like, she texted with some guy and kissed him once. I mean, it's an affair, but it's not.
I thought the whole thing was that they were swingers.
No. Just that's put the swinging thing out of your mind.
Okay.
It's like really not relevant in today's world. That is the history of how these women came to be, but Jesse's never been a swinger.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Do they actually go to church? They don't sound very churchly.
Most of them don't go to church anymore.
So that's Mormon wives. Well, they're stars now. Featured there, but then they are not really into going to church or being godly at all.
Not most of them anymore. Some of them, but...
Is this just really the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Yes, but younger and hotter.
Okay.
And they're actually friends.
One final note. And hopefully this will be the last time we ever talk about
I doubt it.
Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
No chance.
The guy who won. His name is, this is the rumor, is that this guy, Doug Mason, he is looks like a SoCal guy. And there he is in his cutoff wetsuit hanging on the beach. He kind of, in a way, he kind of looks like a Hugh Jackman kind of. Do you want to see a picture?
There's lots of stories about that guy's name being the winner.
Yeah, Doug. What's his name?
Doug Mason.
Doug Mason. So there's a couple pics of him.
Okay.
Hey, he's got kind of, I don't know. He looks like maybe like a Hugh Jackman wannabe-ish. He's cute. But supposedly that's the guy who won the show. And now people are following him around and getting pictures of him ripped on the beach. As he's changing, he's got the towel around him, pulling up his
and
shirts. That's it.
Oh,
the end. That's the guy that they think won.
Well, if he wants to be famous, he better start making some good videos right now. Capitalize on his moment because it's closing quickly.
Less than a day ago, Doug Mason makes it clear he wants to be the next Bachelor.
Oh,
is what I have in front of me. So he might be, he might start politicking for that next honor.
Well, I'm sure he just spent 3 months of his life dating this lady and would love to still have some of that be seen or have that be seen. I mean, he did win the season. I'm sure he feels good about that. Maybe he won. I don't know. Let me call him a rumor here on TMZ, but it sounds like he did. All right, I'm completely out of time. What do you got?
I'm going to In-N-Out after these.
Oh, me too.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
I think you're missing what I'm saying.
What are you saying, darling?
Have the croissants with ham and cheese.
Oh, I didn't ask.
Oh, well,
I didn't
that's
even
gotta,
ask
I mean,
him.
Isn't that supposed to happen?
Well, in an ideal world, that would happen.
Can my you friend, reset what we're talking about?
My friend Village is coming in to visit today. And my husband's going to come in later. I have a whole like New England quiz that I'm going to.
What?
Yeah, see if you guys know more because they've, you know.
John is coming in?
John is also going to come in. Yeah, so we'll hang out. We're going to have lunch after the show. But we were hitting on Village earlier, which I don't know if you heard us or not. We all want ham and cheese croissants, please. And he's probably in an Uber right now going, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Well, you know, anyone could send them. It's 88 Kearney Street.
Yeah, that's true. Anyone could send them. We're on the 10th floor. Send them care of Sarah and Vinny, and maybe we'll share them with you guys. So anyways, whatever, he's showing up at some point in the next half hour, so I was giving Vinny a heads up, and then we got to talking. Check out the Alice973 Instagram, because we got video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, and links to all of our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Mm. One small sip for a better tomorrow and a way better morning. Available in whole bean, ground, and one cup coffee pods at Amazon.com.
So easy.
Here's what's happening. The dreamy weather continues as it's blue skies overhead in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9.
It's beautiful.
So nice out. It's going to be warm in the 80s.
Not a breath of wind right now.
It's good stuff. It's what you want.
That's good?
Oh, gosh, yeah. The wind is the worst.
Oh.
Not into the wind.
Just like a slack flag out there.
Today is National Cheesesteak Day.
Oh, I love you. Oh, my God.
You know what's weird?
National Cheesesteak.
I guess that's what I'm having for dinner.
I really had one until I moved to Philly.
Mm.
I didn't really eat beef.
Oh.
I was sort of off it. Huh. And then...
beef?
Yeah, well, look, I had no money, so there wasn't, you know, a lot of opportunities to buy steak or whatever.
Oh.
I would eat mostly bean and cheese
burritos.
You
have a hamburger.
I would. I'm not saying, but I didn't. Right. I wasn't. I just was off it. And then I... Cheesesteaks from Philly. In Philly.
Yes.
A proper cheesesteak is so cheaty good that I found myself... I never got involved in the debate, Pat's or whatever. Like, there's a big debate.
Jim's is the one, right? What did I call it? Joe's?
I don't know. But
whatever one is on South Street that you can smell all the way down the street, you're like, oh, God. You're like the Fruit Loops toucan, you know? Just follow your nose.
It's good. And there's always a line, and there's always a debate as to which place has the best cheesesteak.
Right.
But they're good. And today is National Cheesesteak. If you ever go to Philly.
Delicious.
Have one.
Have one for Jim's. Sure. Go, yeah, I like Jim's too.
They just remodeled too. They were closed last time I was in the city because they were remodeling. It was heartbreaking. Oh. But Gino's that's like a tourist scam. I'd rather you go to a cart on the street than go to Gino's or Pat's. No offense. But actually I take offense, back my no
right.
offense.
Yeah, that's you say
no offense,
that.
But you're a tourist trap.
I said what I said.
Right.
Stand by it.
Okay, so I teased you with In-N-Out.
Oh, let's talk about beef.
This is among the stories I have in front of me, but it's really more about a theory I have.
Oh, okay.
So
food theory, I like
well,
it.
Well, we're starting with fast facts,
okay.
if I may.
All right. Fast facts.
Well, thank you. Fact. Disneyland.
Yes.
You'd think Disneyland would be friendly to mice, what with Mickey, you know, and all.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually have about 200 cats that roam around Disneyland at night, taking out the rodent population.
Feral cats.
Yeah, that's their
gig. I've heard
gig.
That.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now.
And they hide during the day?
I guess.
Because it's not like they round them up, right?
Well, I would imagine with the crowds of people, it's easy for them to go, I work
I'll
nights.
I'll be up in this tree.
I work nights around
here. I've seen the cats.
Have you?
I've petted one.
Really?
On downtown Disney... There's a couple outdoor restaurants with outdoor areas, and at night, like some cats will come by. They know the routine. They want to be petted. They're looking for some food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so this brings me to.
Okay.
As you were doing your Oscar reports the other day, there was a story about how Michael B. Jordan, on the eve of his big win, he's got an Oscar in hand, and he leaves the Oscars, and where does he go?
In-N-Out
Burger. And that has become a thing.
Mm.
And I'm starting to think that's the new I'm going to Disneyland.
Oh.
Like there is some actual money being spent
for
stars to come off of the red carpet while still in tuxedo with award and go to In-N-Out and get a burger. It's happened too many times for it not to be a thing. That either they're courting or they're just flat out paying for it.
Right. That is 100% possible, but also you don't have to pay me to go to In-N-Out.
Right.
I will just go to In-N-Out.
I understand.
I've stopped there so many times on the way home from stuff in the city or whatever. Like, oh my God, you just don't drive past the In-N-Out exit.
I grew up with In-N-Out. I go way back.
Yeah.
They've been a California thing forever. But what I'm trying to say is it seems like it's become a thing to leave the Academy Awards and go to In-N-Out.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm starting to think that that's the new I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Which used to be the thing that happened at the end of the Super Bowl.
So they when they would say that, would Disneyland like now pay for a trip for them?
Absolutely. They go down either Florida or they go to Anaheim and then they bring their family and they're part of the parade.
Oh.
And they are paid. It's nice. Not free. It's like that. These guys come off their big win and get paid to go to Disneyland. I think that's what's happening here with In-N-Out. It's just my theory.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, that I'm going to Disneyland is still a thing. They still do it every year.
And they must pay like $1 million to have that person say that.
And then come down and be treated like a king or queen.
I wonder how many players they go to before the game and say, listen, if you win and if you're MVP, here's the deal for Disney. Will you sign it? Because they have to like, you know, let them know ahead of time, right?
It can't be every single
one
of them.
I'm sure they talk to the players that potentially could win it.
Right.
You know, they don't need to talk to the linemen. They're not going to.
That's too bad.
They won't be the MVP.
Oh,
they take the brunt of all of it.
Yeah,
well, they know their gig. We've talked to.
Can I go to Disneyland?
Was it Grogan?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Was it Grogan?
It was Grogan, and then Lincoln Kennedy. Also, we had a couple offensive. Steve. I don't know.
It's so close to Grogan, though. I don't know if it's Grogan because I think of Steve Grogan, who is a football player.
Look up offensive lineman 49ers.
1997.
By the way, In-N-Out told Fox 40, which I guess is local LA news, that he was not paid to come.
Who did? Who told?
In-N-Out.
Jordan said that?
Yeah. No, In-N-Out confirmed to Fox 40 that any rumors regarding a paid promotion to have Michael B. Jordan come after he won his Oscar.
Well, they
is
should
true?
Absolutely be
start
like, you know
people.
What? We should do this. This is huge run for them. And why wouldn't you just have a star walk off the red carpet and in and
right.
out?
Well, to your point, it's happening organically. So what do they need to pay for?
All right.
Is it Steve Wallace?
No. It might not even be Gogan. Gogan.
It doesn't matter. We've had that. They know.
I can't believe we can't think of that guy's name.
He was on
Kevin Gogan.
Kevin Gogan. Jesus. I'm like.
It's okay.
They know their spot. That guy, too, by the way, Gogan, he filled the entire doorway.
Yeah, from the top to the bottom.
When he walked through the door into the studio, it was like, that guy
watch your head,
is
dude.
As wide as the door and tall as the door.
Just never saw somebody just be so in a door.
Mm-hmm.
He was a door.
One of my favorite things that he did, because he was a huge dude, he got me some 49er pants. And when he brought them in,
they
were like doll pants.
Yeah.
And he's like, these are for the kickers.
Oh.
And he hands them to me and I put them on. I'm like, they fit.
The kickers on Pee Wee.
they fit. They're great. Thank you. I loved them. That ended
that
up
became
being how
the lucky butt.
Right. All right. Let's move on. So the ideal fast food meal from that to this.
Okay.
Requires stopping at 4 fast food joints.
Oh, really?
They say this is a new survey out on Americans' favorite items at various restaurants includes the ideal fast food plate, which includes 4 stops. It features a Burger King burger.
Oh, the flame broiled burger. You can't just get that anywhere.
Yeah, they're very good.
You too with the Burger King burger?
Well, yeah, they're good burgers.
We're talking about a Whopper or something else?
I guess
I would take a Burger King burger over an In-N-Out burger.
Oh my God, you're crazy. That's crazy
you
talk.
You would not.
I would. I don't get In-N-Out. Like, it's good.
I love it.
Their fries are terrible.
Oh God, you got to get used to them.
It's just different.
I don't want to go somewhere I have to get used to bad fries.
No, true Californians know they're better.
McDonald's and get fries.
Oh, okay. So McDonald's fries.
That's definitely what it is.
True. It's got to be on the list.
In-N-Out milkshake, I would put up there.
Yeah. I do like the chocolate milkshake.
The favorite burger is Burger King, followed by Wendy's, McDonald's, Five Guys, and Sonic. I'm guessing that In-N-Out isn't in this list because they're not national in the way that you'd expect them to be.
They're too good for this list.
Yeah.
Oh, Five Guys should be top of that list.
That's different, though. That's fast casual.
Mm. Oh.
Chick-fil-A sandwich is the number one chicken sandwich. So you can interchangeable with the
People
burger depending
the
on what Chick-fil-A. You want.
Oh, it's so good. My guilty pleasure. Mm.
The favorite fast food chicken nuggets, McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Good. You love the chicken sandwich from the Chick-fil-A, but you want your nuggets from McDonald's?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They're so processed, though. I'm actually kind of surprised that...
McNuggets, yeah.
Oh.
Favorite fast food French fry is McDonald's.
Of course.
So there's the vote and what you'd need to stop at in order to build the perfect fast food meal.
Well, and a Diet Coke from McDonald's, too. They have the best fountain sodas.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. A DC from Mickey D's.
They have their own special machines, and it just makes them a little bit better.
Crisper.
Oh. Well, nothing is worse. I love fountain soda when it's good. And when it's flat, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
From a fountain?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know. I'm like, did you ever change your CO2 cartridge?
Movie theaters are kind of hit or miss like that. Like, I've definitely gone to a movie theater and gotten a soda, big giant soda. I'm like,
It's flat.
Ooh, flat.
And it has that, like, it just has, like, kind of a bad syrup taste. Ugh.
From the in to the out, imagine you walk into a public restroom with 5 toilet stalls. Okay?
Okay.
Which one do you pick? Number 1, the first one closest to the door when you walk in the door, or number 5, the furthest one from the door to give you the most space between you and the doorway?
I have to say, I have feelings about this.
And I'm sitting here waiting.
Okay, if I'm alone and all 5 stalls are open, I look into them until I find one that is like that one. I don't have to clean that seat up. I don't have to, you know, there's toilet paper. Nothing worse than being in a, you reach over for toilet paper and there's nothing. So I check for that. And I check for clean. I take the cleanest one. When I walk into, if there's other people in there, I'll just go to the first available. And if it's a disaster, I'll just keep moving. But I just go to the first one.
Here's a question. If there's one stall that's a little bit dirty, but then an open handicap stall that's clean,
handicapped stall. Always go for the handicapped stall.
I love a handicapped stall.
Me too.
What if there are handicapped people that need the stall?
It's available to them. I'm only going to be a minute.
And to her point, we were talking about there's no one else really in there.
Right.
But they might roll in.
They can't. It's locked. I locked it.
The show Mythbusters took this topic on.
Oh, okay.
To give you an idea of which one to choose. So in a new poll online, 43% say, I'm picking 5. I'm getting the furthest away from everything and everyone. I'm going for number 5. Farthest from the entrance of the bathroom.
I feel like that's what everybody would do.
Yes.
So I would just go on the first one.
The next one.
First one that's clean.
Is the next farthest one.
Oh.
And so on.
Oh.
And what they have proven is everyone says that, making the furthest one from the door the dirtiest one.
Yeah. Oh.
So here you are saying to yourself, I want the most space. I'll go to the least used. But the least used is the most used.
I am going to continue to go into the first one that is clean enough for me. I like that first one.
Mythbusters investigation found that the farthest stalls from the door actually proved to be dirtier with the most hidden bacteria. Mm. And it's because they're more frequently used and get the grossest throughout the day. So now you know.
All that said, though, do you guys have a handicap stall in your bathroom?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I always go to the handicap stall in ours because the other ones are tight. They're narrow.
Well, we don't have 5 to choose from.
We have 3. Three to choose from.
Two.
I'll skip over the 2. Plus, I don't want to be right next to somebody. And the toilet's a little bit further away in the handicapped one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
You deserve your space.
I like my space. You go for the middle stall.
I go for number 2. Yeah, I'm a number 2.
Even if there's, you know,
gal.
She walks in, I'm like,
number 2.
I know that's, I know that's Bob because she always goes for number two.
She does go for
number
two.
Don't be peeping on me in the bathroom.
I just know it's you. And I sometimes think, should I call her name out? And then I go, oh, no, what if it's not her? Maybe I'll just wait and see.
Oh, this is your inner dialogue. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you can look for the Uggs and you'll know it's me.
Well, if I saw the Uggs, then I would know.
Right.
In this age of reboots, Mythbusters is one I could really get behind.
That's a fun story to me. I thought that was fun. It's now you know.
Because we all have opinions about that, absolutely.
And often my daughters will call me at 8 o'clock.
In the morning,
okay. Here, when I'm here. And I might be in the bathroom, or I have been in the bathroom a few times, and I have told them, I'm in the bathroom, I can't talk, click. And at dinner the other night, Edie goes, Dad's always pooping at work at 8 o'clock. I'm like, what did you just say? I never, ever am going number two.
Vinny never goes number two.
Never have.
Anywhere except never. Home.
When was the last time you were in a stall for number two?
In public, you mean?
Yeah, in a public restroom.
I kind of know when it was.
Oh.
And it was because I'd gone surfing and I couldn't.
Sometimes you just got to.
I was like, I am not going to have fun if I don't get rid of this. It is a problem. And so I went in a stall. I hovered, but I went in a stall along the beach, which are just gag. Horrific.
Mm-hmm.
There's no possible way those things are going to be clean or healthy. But I had to.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's happened, but never here.
Oh.
This is our building, what, 2 years now?
2.5 years.
Have you gone number two here?
I think ever? I had to once. I was having a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do all the time.
I do too.
A lot of people do. A lot of people aren't hung up like us. I will do anything to just be at my house for that.
It's the morning. I'm drinking coffee. You know.
Oh, Bob, you just took my head clean off. All the time?
Yeah.
Lots of people do. I'm always having to clean bathrooms up in there.
Ooh. Well, I'm not making a mess.
I'm not talking about you. You go in the second stall, which I never go in because I consider that to be yours.
Aww.
800-400-3697. That's our text number. And Maddie's on the show.
Oh my gosh, so many things about eating at In-N-Out. Thank you, Maddie. I felt so alone. In-N-Out sucks. That's from the 925. I didn't say it sucks. I just said I don't get it.
You know
what? It's not the greatest thing in the world.
I think it's because of the way they wrap them, but no other burger, and I can't really, I got to take that back. I haven't had a Whopper in 40 years. But when you actually bite into it and see the steam coming off it, does anybody else
and the lettuce and tomato is still cold?
Does anybody else have that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Another one coming in about the burgers. OMG, I've been telling people for years to stop comparing Five Guys with fast food burgers. It's fast casual counter service.
Wow.
Because they don't have a drive-thru, which it's still... I don't know.
It takes 15 minutes to get your Five Guys.
You know, it does take a long time. I've eaten at Five Guys once, and I was like, this isn't fast food. We've been sitting here at this table for 20 minutes before our food showed up.
Mm-hmm. 925, Maddie should watch the McDonald's documentary. Then he won't want to eat there. I've seen it. Don't care.
It's also still BS. Apparently that guy, we're talking about Super Size Me, I assume.
Yeah. I'm assuming that.
Apparently that guy was a raging alcoholic through that whole thing.
Oh.
I just saw this the other
Martin
day.
Martin Spurlock?
Morgan Spurlock. From,
he died.
Guess where he's from?
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Why are you claiming that?
I don't know. We got what we got.
All right.
From the 408. Dear Sarah and Vinny, today is my mom's birthday. Her name is Maya, and she listens to you every single day.
Maya.
Happy birthday, Maya.
Happy birthday.
And a little bit of gossip from the 408. Oh, good morning.
Let me get my coffee.
I read that Taylor Frankie Paul did pick somebody at the end, and she accepted the engagement. He visited her after, and she broke it off. G in Santa Clara.
I did hear that she had been seen with one of the guys. I don't know if it's that Doug Mason guy or not, but that's the first I heard of him was today.
Well, aren't they? I realize you can't force someone to accept the proposal, but isn't that the point of the show?
Yeah, but they definitely do say no sometimes. Oh. Sometimes someone will be like, I didn't find anybody. And other times they're telling two girls that they're in love with them. So both girls are like ready for it to be them. And he's got to like let one of them know, yeah, I love you, but I'm going to go with this other person. And then one time guy picked one girl after telling, I think he told both girls he loved him. And then he ditched her like a week later and went with the other girl.
Oh, yeah.
And these people have done stuff with each other in the suite.
The fantasy suite.
There is a fantasy suite. They can spend the night together.
But it's more so you're spending the night without cameras. You can actually talk about stuff.
Is that what you believe?
Sure it is.
Okay. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Depends on the season.
Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
Village.
I found he here?
He's here.
All right.
I found out that I want the curling cardigan that Ryan Gosling is wearing.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.